This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio. Catholic Review Radio is a weekly radio program and podcast hosted by Catholic Review Media, the news operation of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. We are grateful to our Catholic partners for the opportunity to bring quality Catholic programming to our listeners each week.
This is Chris Gunty of the Catholic Review, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio. Welcome to our special guest this week, Rita Bittner, who is a mom and a working mom and a columnist for the Catholic Review and a blogger for the Catholic Review, and she's been around everywhere. Rita, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
You know, I can't believe we've had you writing for us for so long, and we've never had you on the show. So it's a good time to do this, I guess. Yeah. So great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about your background, just apart from being a writer for the Catholic Review.
So I grew up in Baltimore in St. Pius X Parish in Rogers Forge. And so a Catholic my whole life, got married in 2004. And my husband and I have two sons we adopted from China, both teenagers now. Outside of my family, as far as being the working mom part, I work for Loyola University Maryland in the marketing and communications office. Great work, great community. And I've been engaged in our parish, St. Joseph's Cockeysville, for many years, but have touched in many parishes over the years since I've grown up in Baltimore.
That's awesome. When the kind of communications work you're doing at Loyola kind of leads to the other things. I imagine that you love to write because not only are you writing a column, but blogs a couple of times a week and things like that. Why do you love to put pen to paper, as it is?
I love writing. I love storytelling. I love people, and I love finding the stories that matter in their lives. I enjoy connecting and building community with the writing I do. The work I do for Loyola is related but unrelated to the work I do for the Catholic Review. And when I was asked to start writing for you, I think it's probably been 14 years now,
it's been a while, yeah.
Which is incredible to me how much time has passed. I thought, well, this would be a little different for me to write through a faith lens, but also a personal lens, and a little bit of being part of that evangelization that we try to see, but just connecting with people, sharing a little bit more personally than what I do in my professional life, and really trying to live out my faith through my writing, but also experience faith, encounter faith through the ways people reach out to me after I've shared my thoughts and my feelings.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things do you hear from readers as you're going through this? You know, I mean, because you're on a lot of different platforms in terms of that.
It's really beautiful. I think as a working mother and a mother who's trying to instill faith in your children, that is a natural touch point. I think that mothers, parents generally, we often feel maybe we're not doing enough, maybe we're not doing it right. Are we giving a children what they need? Are we sharing the faith the way we can? And so many of the conversations that I have are related to faith and raising children and just that journey that is such a mix, such a maze sometimes, and such a new adventure almost every day. And so
almost every minute.
How true. And so that is a large piece of what people come to me for. But I'm also intrigued just how much commonality we all have in life. And so people of all generations will approach me or write to me and really want to talk about something I shared. I wrote a piece once about removing the carrots from my son's chicken noodle soup every day. And just that I feel like God is like that for us in so many ways. He takes the obstacles out and we don't even see. And he loves us so much that he would do even the smallest thing for us, but we sometimes don't recognize it. And I can't tell you how many people continue to bring that up to me and say, I think of that when I find a parking space suddenly that wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And they think about the way that God does love us in even those small moments. Of course he loves us when we're dealing with the huge challenges of life. But I really like to bring light and hope to even those smallest encounters and see faith in those moments. And those seem to be really relatable to the readers. I love hearing from readers. It's one of the things I don't think I fully expected, that connection and the people who would approach you in the grocery store or at Mass after Mass and really want to talk about one particular piece that mattered to them that I might have written thinking, I don't know, is this going to connect with anyone? And then there's something there for them. And it's not really because of me. It's because God is using me as a tool. God is helping build connection between us as all part of this one wonderful church.
Yeah. You know, you talk about the little things in life and you know, there's always the big things, the big crisis, but also the big joys, you know, getting married, having a child, baptisms, first communions. But I remembered reading one time about a guy who said he used to get really, really mad that his wife never filled the ice cube trays. And he's like, I don't understand why she empties the ice cube trays and never fills them up. And he was getting all mad about it. And then he realized it took him 7 seconds to fill an ice cube tray and put it back in the freezer. Mm. And he's like, I'm getting all bent out of shape for 7 seconds. You know, and yes, there wasn't ice there when he wanted it because there was an empty ice cube tray. But he's like, it's 7 seconds for the woman I love. Why am I fretting about this? And some of the things that you write about in your columns are that minute, they're that kind of detailed in life that you would think, well, this really doesn't matter, and then you realize, well, it does in a lot of ways. It touches people in ways that you can't otherwise imagine. When one of the things that you do often is you bring in a quote from a saint or a quote from scripture that grounds everything you've talked about. So you talk about the carrots, taking the carrots out of the soup or finding a parking space or whatever. But then you bring it home with that kind of spiritual message. Where do you find that stuff?
Oh, so that's something where I try to be aware always, and I try to absorb things always. The Jesuits talk of finding and seeking God in all things. And I feel like that's part of it, but also seeking connection and seeking story and seeking a faith lesson in all things. Those quotes, I tend to come across them, and if I haven't, I go hunting. I'll think, I know the lesson I want here is about the depth of God's love for us, or I know the lesson here is about our quest for peace, or the journey through life and how it can be arduous, but there is a light at the end. And I will just go reading, and I will just try to find, and sometimes I can't find quite what I want. Right. But I usually can find something, and I love to bring the saints forward when I can. I love using scripture, but I also think the saints are so relatable as people who've been on this journey. Right. So if I can find a saint who is thinking or was thinking something similar, or helps bring another lens to what I'm saying, but we're still on the same path together, we're still walking toward that same goal, I love to be able to bring them through and remind people that they're just another voice, we're just another voice, we're all in this together. I mean, they're not just another voice, they're a voice, they're in heaven, right. And that's what we're all aspiring to. But I love to try to connect that.
Yeah. You've also been able to connect with people with things that you probably wouldn't have thought of. And one of the things that comes to mind is a column you wrote. I think they were getting ready for the Preakness. And during the practice setup, one of the horses just bolted out of the gate and ran the wrong way. Tell us a little bit about that column and the reaction that came from it.
That was such a fun one to work about. I love it if I have an idea that I think this almost didn't even come from me. But I wrote a commencement address as written by the horse who had sprung free in that moment. And I think when I saw the race, I wasn't thinking, what would I write about this? I just thought it would be a horse race. And horse races are exciting, and there's a winner, and there are a couple who come in close, and then there's a loser. But this one was different. This one had this horse with just a spirit of his own, and he was off, and he was going. And I felt like that was so relatable to all of us that do different things and break free from the rules a little bit and just do something out of line, but in a good way. I mean, it was fun. We all talked about that horse for the next at least week in Baltimore. We were all thinking of talking about that horse. So trying to view it through that horse's words, what might he have said as his commencement address? And I think commencement addresses are something that can be so full of excitement and hope and challenge and inspiration. So the idea of having this mischievous horse write a commencement speech, I thought would be fun. And people loved it.
Yeah, that was great. Another one that came up in the last few years was during the Olympics, when the U.S. had a guy whose only job was to do the pommel horse and do it well. And he got famous because he would take off his glasses and look like Superman, and then put on his glasses, look like Clark Kent. And you wrote a column about him. What was your take on that?
Well, I loved that he just seemed like he wasn't necessarily even paying attention. And then all of a sudden, there go the glasses, and there he is, and he is performing the job that God meant him to do. And I really love that sense of vocation and calling. And try to talk to my kids about it, about how God creates you for just a very specific purpose. And you might not know what it is, but as you go through life, you'll start to see, this is where I plug in. This is what God is asking me to do. He gave me this gift. And this man seemed to have, I mean, he may have other gifts, but from where we were watching, it seemed like this was his one thing. And he just knocked it out of the park. Right. And we all were just excited to see him do that for us, for our country. But I love the idea that you can write about that. And everyone wonders, hey, what would it be like if I had this one special gift? Well, we do actually have that one special gift. It's probably not pommel horse. We're never going to do it on international TV. We're never bringing home a medal. But we each do have that gift. And so tying that, making that relatable for every person, it was really fun to see how that resonated for
people. And that column won an award last year, so we appreciate that. We're going to keep talking to Rita Bittner when we come back after the break, and we're going to share some exciting news about what Rita's going to be doing with Catholic Review Media coming up in the future. This is Chris Gunty of the Catholic Review. You're listening to Catholic Review Radio. Come back right after the break.
Put our children on the right path, one that leads them to become intelligent, responsible, compassionate adults. That path begins with a Catholic education. Catholic schools inspire academic excellence with a balanced curriculum that integrates music, arts, world language, and Catholic faith, while challenging students in the areas of science, math, and technology. Help your child reach their full potential. Enroll in a Catholic school today.
Catholic news from the Archdiocese of Baltimore and around the world with the Catholic Review. In an interview before the second anniversary of the Israel-Hamas war, Cardinal Pierre Battista Pizzaballa, Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, said that what is happening militarily in Gaza is a disaster, resulting in human devastation and brutalization of mutual relations between Israelis and Palestinians. Quote, "There is no longer any trust, no human interest of one side in the other. It is an inhumanity that is almost incomprehensible," end quote, the cardinal told German Catholic news agency KNA. Referring to the situation of more than 450 remaining Christians in Gaza, the cardinal said the Patriarchate is trying to provide humanitarian support, especially medical supplies, because the health situation in particular is very problematic. The effort hopes to help as many people as possible in Gaza, not just the small Christian community, he said. Next, at the Vatican, Pope Leo XIV said that to call itself Catholic, a magazine must try to look at the world the way Christ does and give witness to his saving love and power. The Pope met the writers and staff of the Italian Jesuit magazine La Savolita Cattolica at the Vatican December 25th as part of the journal's 175th anniversary celebrations. The second obligation of a Catholic magazine, he said, is to speak up for the poor and those regularly excluded from society's decision-making. And at the same time, he said, Catholic media are called to be, quote, messengers of hope, end quote. For more on these and other stories, visit CatholicReview.org. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter by texting the letters WMET to 84576. For everyone at Catholic Review Media, I'm Kevin Parks.
This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Review Radio. This is Chris Gunty, and we are talking today with Rita Bittner, who is a columnist for the Catholic Review print edition, as well as a blogger for us online. But we've got some exciting news to share. Rita is going to be joining us on Catholic Review Radio as a regular host, starting in November. And we're so glad to have you with us as part of that. Tell us a little bit about why you were intrigued by that and why it's a good idea at this point.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you for the opportunity. I'm really looking forward to this new way of connecting with people. I've been writing for the Catholic Review for many years, as we spoke about earlier, but I had never considered doing a radio show, though I've listened to the radio show for years as well, and it's always fascinating. I had listened to a recent show where Mark Viviano interviewed John Harbaugh, and I thought, wow, that is a great show. And afterwards, I reached out to George Matisek, and then he did to you, and I just said, have you ever thought of having maybe a woman's voice on the show? Might be kind of a different thing. And he said, well, in fact, we're looking for one. And I wasn't thinking of me, to be honest. I just thought, I really love these shows. And I love the idea that we can reach more and more people with different voices, different personalities. Thought on it, prayed on it a bit, and felt this would be a nice way to continue to connect with people who are interested in considering faith, considering life, how we are doing on this journey together. And radio is a great way to do it.
It's a new way for us to do it. Radio has been around for a long time, but the way we do it with a radio show that becomes a podcast the next day is just, it's kind of unique among Catholic dioceses around the country. There are diocesan radio shows, there's diocesan radio stations, but this is kind of unusual in that respect. One of the things that I like about what we do, and we've been doing this for more than 10 years now. First, we did it at WCBM. The show was called Catholic Baltimore. We eventually moved to our flagship station, WMET, as well as WVTO and WSJF. Thank you to those folks there for hosting us and putting us on the air. And that's when we became Catholic Review Radio. Over the years, we've tried to focus on a lot of different kinds of topics, spiritual books, biographies, documentaries, entertainment movies. We've talked to directors and stars and those kinds of things. Talked to regular folks in the pew. We've talked to, you know, bishops and archbishops. We've talked to people in war-torn areas. Most recently, we talked to Joseph Hasboun, who works with Catholic Near East Welfare Association in Gaza and the Holy Lands. And so we kind of go at a lot of different kind of topics. What kind of topics do you want to address with your shows?
Well, it's going to be fun to figure that out. And people always ask me, where do you get your ideas for what you're going to write about? And I think, well, I don't have an idea, but it's going to come. And I'm hoping that it's similar with a radio show where I think one idea will lead to another. But I am hoping that I can talk to people about faith and family. And it might be some of those regular people in the pews. It might be people who reach out who have a particular story of faith and how they've experienced it in their lives. And it might be some people who are just helpful, who have some insights that'll help us on this journey toward heaven, that we're trying to every day to live the best lives we can be, but recognizing all the challenges that come with that.
Yeah. You talked a little bit in the first segment about your sons and that they were adopted from China. How do you work those kinds of stories, that kind of journey that you and your husband have gone through? How do you work that into conversations with people that might make an entertaining and informative radio show?
That's a great question. And of course, with my son's stories, I try to respect that their stories are their stories. So when I write about them, I tend to write about them through my lens and entirely as a mother and a parent. But I think those are relatable stories because we all understand approaching a challenge and being on a journey and picking up the pieces and, experiencing newness where you might not have seen it, experiencing joy where you might not have expected it, and the blend of the kind of the joy and the grief of life that is part of adoption, of course.
Right, right. When you sit down and you talk with people, and I imagine in your line of work, you end up talking to a lot of different folks at a university. What kinds of stories that you hear from people inspire you to want to be better, to want to explore your faith more? What kinds of stories are the things that resonate for you?
I think they're probably similar stories to what would resonate, I hope, with you and with all readers or many readers. Experiences people have where they didn't expect things to work out. They were in a deeper, darker place, but they found a way forward, whether through a person or through an experience. And somehow God was part of that journey in an unexpected way. I love those stories, and those really inspire me. And also thinking about just how we encounter God. When people share a special encounter, it just was unexpected, but they really leaned into it. And maybe a very small moment or a very small comment really helped shape their path forward. Mm-hmm. Those stories really, really get to me, because I think we'd all love to think that we're going to have some incredible, mystical, spiritual encounter with an angel before us, guiding us forward. But that is not most people's faith journey.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And so we need to look for those little signs. We need to look for those little messages, those smaller moments that guide us forward and help us realize how much God loves us and how much he wants us to be with him, and that he is with us all the time, every moment of the day. And he's ready for us. He's waiting for us. He's reaching out to us saying, come with me, be with me. And he'll wait for us. He'll wait till we're ready, till we're in that moment. So stories people share that show me that it's okay that we don't see that. Many days we don't see that. Many days we're just head down. We're in the car line at school. We're just trying to balance, like, what is for dinner? Oh, my goodness, they want dinner again tonight. Like, whatever. And but seeing God in that and looking for the moments there and finding the little shimmers of joy that are that gift from God, that gives me such hope that, you know, to guide me forward. And I think those stories, those little stories, the big ones are wonderful, but mm-hmm. Sometimes the big things, like writing about your wedding day or the moment you became a parent, sometimes it's almost so vast that it's hard to explain to someone where God was and how you might see God in that too. But an encounter with a cashier in the grocery line, we've all been there. And how can we find faith in that moment? How can we find light in that moment that guides us forward and helps us into the next day and further up and beyond?
Yeah. One of the things that I've enjoyed about doing Catholic Review Radio is the number of different people I've had a chance to talk to from all over the country, you know, because with the technology we have now, we can do that. You know, we can, you know, thanks to, you know, everybody's got a computer, they can connect, we can connect wherever they are. And I think one of the things that's been interesting too is not just how the technology works. Oh, we're able to do this. But it brings us a lot of perspectives that otherwise we might not get. So whether that's, you know, interviewing a movie director about a movie that's coming out. We talked to Sean McNamara about his movie Bow, Artist at War, based on a true story about a guy who was a cartographer and forger who found love in the concentration camps during World War II. And you know, I wouldn't have gotten to meet a guy like right. that, you know. And I think those kinds of things, you kind of never know when you're going to find a connection and you're going to learn something new. And that's, I think, the other thing is that I learn something new every day when I'm doing this kind of work. I guess you probably do the same, both in your professional life and in your personal life, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And listening to others and inviting them to share more of their own experiences, you can just learn so much and gain so much as an individual, and it can help shape who you are.
Yeah. We've got just a little bit of time left. When you are looking to talk to people kind of one-on-one about your faith, is that different from when you're writing about it?
That's interesting. I mean, one of the joys of my work is that, especially through my writing, that people I didn't realize were people of faith will share their faith very readily with me. Mm-hmm. You know, the eye doctor suddenly wants to talk to me about faith and the faith of his children. And so people will share their stories very readily. But that's interesting, whether encountering people is different from how when I'm writing about it. I mean, I think when I write, when I sit down to write, it is a form of prayer for me. It is a form of reflection. So it's a little bit different from when I'm encountering people. The faith is the same, but the encounter is different, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's easier to do it remote, to do it. I'm writing now to a bunch of people instead of I'm just having a conversation one-on-one.
Yes. I think a conversation, you're so in it. You're so present to the other person, ideally, right? Mm-hmm. Taking in everything and sharing and reflecting back. Whereas when I'm writing, I'm really trying to, yes, think of a broader audience and thinking of what I learned and what I gained from it. So it's maybe a little bit, it's a little bit different. They're certainly related, mm-hmm. but a little bit different in how I encounter, when I do personality tests, I'm always like right on the line for introvert and extrovert. And so I think when I'm in those conversations, I'm all extrovert. But when I'm in this writing, it's much more introspective.
Right.
So it's a little bit different.
Good for you. Well, we have been talking today with Rita Bittner, who is a columnist and blogger for Catholic Review Media. And she's going to be joining Catholic Review Radio in November as a monthly host for us. And we're so excited to have you, because those conversations you have with people through your writing, through your personal, are now going to come to our listeners on a regular basis.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chris, and thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome, and we're so glad to have you. Well, this is Chris Gunty of the Catholic Review. You've been listening to Catholic Review Radio. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and listen to us next week.
The Catholic Review is the only publication in the Archdiocese of Baltimore that covers the Catholic Church full-time. Pick up the monthly magazine at your parish or have it delivered to your home. Subscribe to our e-newsletter for twice-weekly updates. Just text CR Media to 84576. Follow the Catholic Review on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Read it today in print or online at CatholicReview.org. That's CatholicReview.org.
Tune in to Catholic Review Radio next week. Available on WMET 1160 AM and 103.1 FM. Also, WSJF 92.7 FM in the Sykesville area and WVTO 92.7 FM in Baltimore City. Check us out on SoundCloud or your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Catholic Review Radio. As we prepare for the week ahead, let us do so in prayer together as one community of faith. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us also ask the blessing and intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Almighty God bless us and keep us always in his love.